Newport Urban Renewal Agency. First item on the agenda is introductions, but I just look around the room and everybody seems to know each other and been introduced several times. Are you all aware of Don Davis down at the end here? Just came in and joined the committee. Welcome, sir. I'm sure your experience is going to be very valuable. The first item on the agenda today is the election of a chair for the fiscal year 2014-2015. The floor is now open for nominations.
Have a nomination. Janet Webster.
Second.
Robert, I nominate you.
I'll second.
Yep.
Second?
Second.
I can third it if you'd like.
Are there any other nominations? All right, nominations are now closed. All in favor of Janet Webster to be chair for the 2014-2015 year, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All in favor of Robert Smith to be chair for the 2014-15 year, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like Janet Webster is going to be the new chair. Congratulations, Janet. Here's your gavel, kid. Have fun.
My first act is you are supposed to be keeping everybody apprised of the Blazer game.
It's your job, kid. Have fun.
Oh, thank you. Before we start, I'd also, Bob has done a great job as chair, and I'd like to thank him for his service over the years. If I have to do this, it's just like, I know how to do it by looking at Bob. So thank you. I think that we have a new way of going about. The first order of business is to turn it over to the city manager.
Thank you. As you have in front of you, we've compiled a proposed budget for the fiscal year that's going to start on July 1st, 2014, and end on June 30th, 2015. And I'm going to quickly go through a few highlights in the manager's report, and we'll talk a little bit about the proposed process that we had talked about implementing for this year's budget process, and then we'll start the actual review the process after the hearings are completed. But
Spencer, one thing before we start, because I know people are concerned, is the schedule. The game starts at 6:30. I know we've been done by 1:30. But it's also that typically we've tried to keep the meetings in a reasonable amount of time. So do you have any idea of how I should put timing in here, because you're going to be...
Well, I think as chair, you have more control over this than I do. And I think once we get going, I think the review is going to happen quickly, because we'll talk a little bit about process right now. But as we're reviewing the budget, we're basically going to be going through the budget on a page-by-page basis, not reviewing everything on every page. If there's something of interest on that part, we will explain that. But otherwise, what we want you to do as we're going through the budget is, if you've got something that you think should be changed or added or removed from the budget, as we're going through that particular part of the budget, just say, I'd like to eliminate the city manager's position. I won't list that one myself, but if that idea came up, all we're going to do is list it, and we aren't going to talk about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. We're going to list that item. What will happen then is we're going to compile this list through the course of this evening. And when we get done with tonight's meeting, then I'm going to be requesting department heads provide reports on these various items that were brought up as potential changes to the budget. We're going to compile that information. We're going to have that information to the budget committee, hopefully by Monday, if not by Tuesday of next week, so you've got an advance so you can review it prior to Wednesday's next budget meeting. And then at Wednesday's meeting, a week from now, that's when we're going to discuss, debate, and come to a consensus on those items that have been identified through this process. And I think if we can stick to that, it's very hard sometimes not to want to argue for something or against something at this point, but that's not the purpose of tonight's meeting. It's really to see what's on the mind of you as a budget committee that's different from what is in the proposed budget. And then we will bring that information back where we can then come to a consensus on those items in the future.
Mr. Allen?
So separate from that, as many of us on the council know, we were notified Don Euster wasn't able to make any of these meetings. We got notified pretty late in the process, and we weren't able to really decide whether to find another person to sit on the committee. But I just want to clarify, is Don still a resident of Newport, or is he moved from Newport? I wasn't clear. I heard conflicting reports.
Yeah, my understanding is he's temporarily assisting an ailing parent in the valley.
Okay.
But he has not moved from Newport.
So in light of the fact he's still in Newport and he still is a budget committee member, I think what we're going to plan on doing is, even though Don will not be here, we're going to make sure he can provide his comments and commentary to us before we make a final decision in a couple weeks on the approval of the budget. So I just want everyone on the budget committee to know that's what we decided.
I will let Stan be that contact.
Right, he is, but I just want to let everyone know that's what we're going to be doing with respect to Don.
Don has his budget, he's got right. Materials.
I just talked to Don a couple good. Days ago, and Don is still living here, but he is
okay. Here. Good, I'm glad that got clarified.
So anyway, I'm going to go through quickly the highlights of the budget and the lowlights of the budget, and then we will kick off the rest of the meeting. But as required by the city charter, I've submitted a budget to the budget committee that outlines the proposed revenues and expenditures for the next fiscal year. The budget schedule was initiated in January of this year. Was somewhat compressed due to my short tenure with the city. There are some things that we'll be doing a little differently going forward in the future, but I appreciate everyone's efforts at pulling together a budget in the time frames that we had here. The council met in a goal-setting session on February 24th, and then the preliminary meeting of this committee was held on March 12th when we discussed the procedures that we were going to try to use for this year's budget review. The proposed budgets were distributed a little later than we had hoped, but I think a lot of you got them during dinner time on Friday night. We wanted to make sure we got them out before the beginning of the week, and I appreciate everyone's efforts in doing that. Tonight is the first budget meeting, and we're going to, again, just do a review of the budget tonight. The second meeting will be when we'll deliberate on items that have been identified by budget committee meetings or potential changes to the proposed budget. And then the third meeting will be the final point when we will approve a budget and submit it to the City Council for their consideration. The City Council is scheduled to have a budget public hearing on June 16th, 2014, and can approve the budget immediately following that point. So that's basically the highlights of the schedule area. The budget documents have been provided to you. We are showing a couple years of past expenditures. We're showing what the original budget was, how the budget got amended through the course of this fiscal year. And then I think something that's a new column is showing where we estimate the fiscal year will end this year. And that was generated by the various department heads in order to figure out our point of beginning for this next fiscal year.
David? Just on the timing with the council, and Bob, you're aware of this, but I guess when you say there's only going to be one public hearing, Spencer, we're assuming no major changes, because if you do have a change that has a certain percentage over what the proposed budget is, you actually have to have two public hearings.
So, committee?
Yeah, no, if the budget committee makes a recommendation that alters the proposed budget to a great extent, this I think is the 10% issue, you actually have to have two public hearings at the council level. So depending on what the budget committee does, there could be a second council public hearing depending on that situation.
And there is time to do that with right. The first meeting right. In June if necessary.
Okay.
So we got some time if that has to occur. I did prepare some economic information for the city of Newport to take a look at kind of where the economy is heading for the local community. That has a direct and indirect impact on city finances as well. I generally characterize the economic conditions locally as gradually improving, but still a little fragile. You know, we've got some good indicators in some of the numbers, such as the gas tax, which is a direct sale of gallons of gas within the city, which has seen a fairly healthy increase, meaning more gas was sold in Newport over the past few years. The transit room tax has been a little more stagnant as far as it's going forward as well. Construction values have been down the last 2 years from the last 5 year period, so we've had limited new construction take place in the community as well. From a budget trend standpoint, there have been, if you look in your budget message on page 8, we've compiled what the current property taxes have been over the past 7 years. As you can see, the trend in property taxes is slowing down as far as any growth in the property tax. We had we're projecting a minimal increase of less than 1% increase over the previous year for the 2013-14 year, and it's about the same going forward into the next year as well. The city also receives a number of revenues from other sources, including the state gas tax, franchise fees, and state revenue sharing. These funds have kind of bounced around up and down. They can be found on page 9, but generally they are in a improving status after kind of bottoming out after the recession impacted various government funding that would be available from the state and others to cities. We also took a look at our water and sewer rates and capital improvement surcharges. Again, there's been a significant growth in the water revenues and the sewer revenues as part of the rate process in order to provide capital, in order to reconstruct the city's utility systems. And I'll talk about that in a little bit here in a little more detail. Looking at the expenses, we tracked a few categories of expenses, including personal services, materials and services, and transfers to other funds. The transfer to other funds has been going up. That's basically when the general fund, for example, has to support another fund. Those funds are transferred from the general fund to that other fund, which as funds require additional support, that those transfer costs come up. And so there's also some capital outlay mixed in with those transfers as well. But that kind of gives you an idea of several broad categories of expenditures, what's been happening as far as the city trend is going forward. Starting on page 11, there's a review of the financial activity for the fiscal year that we're currently in. And as I indicated in the report, you know, a little concerning was the proposed budget for this fiscal year. Looked at spending down the fund balance from $2.2 million down to $1.1 million during the course of this fiscal year. The good news is that that we're, you know, basically the fund balance has not changed that much through the course of the fiscal year. However, one significant thing that needs to be noted in that review is that $270,000 of the general fund's positive performance amounted from a one-time transfer of funding from the former Northside Urban Renewal District. And so those are funds that aren't operating funds, but are specific funds that have a specific purpose. And so if you take that out, basically it appears based on our estimated revenues and our estimated expenditures for the year that the general fund will be spending about $235,000 more than what it took in revenues during the course of this current fiscal year. In the general fund, a number of cost centers are running significantly lower than what was budgeted last year. A significant amount of that is we had a number of staffing vacancies through chunks of the fiscal year, including for the city manager's cost center, finance, human resources, police, library, and community development. So the, if we were fully staffed during this period of time, our expenditures would have been higher than what they ended up being, but because we had those vacancies, there were savings that were realized during the course of this fiscal year. There are some additional expenses with recruiting and those sorts of things, but the savings far outweighed those additional expenses. Also, it should be noted that unexpended capital outlay projects in various funds get carried over in the projected fund balance as well, and so that's something that we always have to be careful of, not to think that all that fund balance is spendable, but that some of that may be committed for other things going forward. In the other funds, the Public Works Fund, again, finished stronger than anticipated, in part due to a unfunded position in that fund during the course of this year. The Street Fund, Water Fund, and Wastewater Funds are finishing stronger than what was anticipated as well. One of the big issues that we have with these funds in the current fiscal year that we're correcting going forward in the next fiscal year is that the capital outlay projects that are funded in the Water and Sewer Funds, some of those projects were funded directly in those operating funds. And what happens then is it's very difficult to evaluate how that fund is performing because you've got capital outlay projects that may be running behind schedule can falsely give you the illusion that there's more money there to spend than there is. And one of the key things going forward is that, and we'll see that as we go through the recommended budget, that we are, this budget proposes to budget individual projects by individual projects. So it won't be a category of expenditures for capital outlay water. It's going to be specific projects that are outlined here so that they can be tracked. And I would say that from Linda and Bob and my standpoint, Tim Gross's standpoint, we probably would have had this budget to you on time if it wasn't for the sorting out the capital outlay projects, because it really was kind of a mess to work our way through. The airport fund, which is Fund 402, is complicated again by a major reconstruction project which was folded into the operating fund for the airport. It looks overall that there's adequate funding that the council in previous years has put into that fund for this the local share of these projects. But again, that one gets very difficult to analyze because of these major project that's going to be taking place that's starting now that will be completed in the next fiscal year. In the transit room tax fund, our revenues are actually anticipated to run higher than what was projected, with expenditures running about $100,000 under the appropriated amount. So that fund is also finishing stronger than what was anticipated at budget time. The next section of the budget, and I'm not going to go through the individual goals, but the City Council had a goal-setting session, identified specific goals, and I've indicated under each of these goals what the status and disposition of those goals were as it relates to this budget. And I think if the Budget Committee wants to review those individually, if there's something that you feel should be different than the way the budget handled these projects, that's certainly an item you can bring up for in addition to our list of things that we'll be considering going forward with the next meeting on the 7th. The one thing I do want to talk a little bit about under the goals section, and this is starting on page 18 of the budget message, the infrastructure task force recommendations that were implemented in the budget called for change in strategy and how to fund the various capital improvement projects in the city. It shifted from going on a pay-as-you-go basis to going to a bonding basis. Basically, this shift allows us to reduce what was anticipated for rates for this next fiscal year of an increase in 10% in water and I think 15% in sewer to 4% in sewer and 5% in water. And when we get to the rates, which will illustrate what impact that will have on ratepayers by making that change. So again, just wanted to indicate that that was a significant change in direction that the council has directed us to go in that will have a reduction in the impact on ratepayers for the water and sewer funds in the next foreseeable years here. Under the one other thing too, with the infrastructure work that's being funded by these rates, one of the things that I think is really critical that we do, and part of this is being accomplished as a beginning step by budgeting these projects individually in the water and sewer fund, so you can see how these rates are being used for what specific projects. But I think going forward, I think it's going to be important to really track how we're spending this money in a way that the certainly the council and staff can understand, but equally important, citizens can understand how these funds are being used to rebuild infrastructure within the community. And I had opportunity to visit with the Newport Lincoln County School System to take a look at how they've done their bond issue and their reporting for those projects. And I think there's a lot of improvement we can do in how we are reporting these as we go forward in the future. For the proposed budget for the 2014-15 fiscal year, this is really been a challenging budget for me to work on for a variety of reasons. One, it's my first Newport budget, and so unfortunately, governmental accounting is remarkably similar from state to state. So that was I was able to adjust to that, but it's difficult to, I guess, understand some of the local flavor of how budgets are developed individually by departments and try to make appropriate recommendations going forward on those funds. Secondly, with the city being in a situation where we've been spending more than revenue that's been coming in, I did ask department heads to provide kind of their wish list as they develop their budget going forward. I wanted to know what they felt their needs are. Unfortunately, we weren't able to grant many of the wishes that were in here for new funding. I think, as I indicated in my budget message, one of the things that we're going to really need to do during this next year, and I think it's going to start at a staff level, and then I think there needs to be some community involvement in the process as well, is really take a look at projecting our longer-term trends. I think that with the budgeted numbers and the expenditures that we have now, we've got a basis to do some decent projections going forward. If we had more time, if I was just starting the budget now, I'd have some wonderful projections for you looking ahead farther down the road, but that wasn't possible in this first year. But we really need to take a look at the decisions that are made today, how they're going to impact next year, the year after, and beyond, because a lot of these things are so incremental that it's very easy to continue doing small things that add up to a lot of expenses in the future. And I think we've got to be very careful about what kind of long-term commitments we're making in order to keep the city fiscally sound and to keep things within the revenues that are available to fund the city of Newport's activities. And so I really look at this proposed budget. If I graded myself on the budget, I'd give myself a C plus on this budget because it's not balanced as it should be. But on the other hand, I really do think that there's a lot of buffer built into a lot of these accounts. And I don't anticipate that our ending fund balance at the end of this next fiscal year is going to be, I think there's going to be significantly higher than the number that we have here. But on the other hand, without having a firm basis for going forward, I didn't want to do drastic things to the city organization this year and find out that, well, we were just being very conservative on our projections and we're really not in that serious of a financial issue. So anyway, that's the tone of this budget is really a continuation of what we have been doing. And that layered with the fact that we really need to know on a longer term basis, how fast are our revenues growing each year? how fast our expense is growing each year, and we need to make sure that, that those are in sync with each other. And so I think this coming year is going to be a year where you know, we're really going to have a fair amount of discussion about these longer-term issues, and that's something that I think will start at a staff level, and we'll proceed from there once we have a basis to, you know, project those our future financial plans. And the recommended revenues, there's again the property tax valuation. A couple tweaks in the numbers on the sheet. And I'd like Bob to just briefly describe the projected how you projected the revenues going forward.
Okay. On that page 23, the printed material there was the material that was presented to the preliminary budget committee on the basis of a 93.34 collection rate that was in the bond documents that was provided by the financial advisor. But the Department of Revenue's figures historically are lower than that, so I don't know what the spread difference is. The last fiscal year, the percentage of collection was 92.9% according to the Department of Revenue. And so I revised those figures that are in the actual budget document itself. I just upped the 92.9 rounded to 93%. The actual projection on assessed value is the same. The total estimated tax to be calculated to be imposed would be the same. The only difference is how much we would assume to get based upon the uncollectible factor. So so if you're looking at the page 23, the uncollectible changes from 449,611 to 435,23, so that nets about a difference of $21,000 in terms of the difference between 93.34% and 93%. Again, the latter figures are the ones that are reflected in the general fund budget. And you'll see more of that. And then later on, when we get into the revenue, there's the detailed calculation of property taxes back in your budget at one of the blue tabs that's back here that will show the general fund, the bond levies, the three different bond levies, as well as the urban renewal, and the basis of how those property tax factors were calculated.
Thank you, Bob. On page 25, there's a utility rate comparisons showing, again, what our current rates are. If you look on the bottom chart, assuming 7,000 gallons per month for an average household, the total water and sewer cost currently is $103.50. If we had continued on with the pay-as-you-go program for capital improvement with the rates that were projected at that time, those rates would have increased to $117 per month. The proposed rates in the budget are based on the utilizing bonding at $107.95 a month for the water and sewer rate. So that kind of illustrates in this first year what the difference of impact is on that. Again, going forward next year, if that difference would increase significantly as well. So, again, that's an illustration of the change that was made with the infrastructure report. Under proposed expenditures, we talked about that a little bit. If you look at page 27, there were a number of requests for staffing changes. Primarily, the only changes that have been made were reorganizing or combining different positions going forward. There were requests for additional part-time assistance in the IT office. In the finance department, we're proposing to combine two positions to one full-time position. and the police, there was a request for two additional, two full-time officers and one part-time web specialist. In fire department, there was a request for two firefighters. Parks maintenance, again, is reorganizing several part-time positions, and the facility was similar to that. Community development, there was a request for one senior planning position, and the elimination of a half-time vacant engineering position that was charged to that department. Public works, again, there was the elimination of a half-time vacant position, and there has been a vacancy in that department through the course of the fiscal year that the proposed budget proposes to fill. The street department, there was a request for an additional storm drain maintenance position, which was not filled. Several parks positions were requested that were not filled. And then in the building inspection department, that position is budgeted, but that would only take place in the event that our current building official retires. So again, if he's working, that position would not be filled. But if he does retire, it's our intent to have a building official and hopefully have someone with mechanical and other certifications so that they can do some of the work that's contracted out right now as a full-time position. So those are the disposition of various requests. Again, I did ask the departments this year to look at what would be desirable, and that was the basis for the request that came forward. Under equipment purchases, the couple of the bigger items, we have established a reserve fund for purchase of fire apparatus, and the reserve is fairly short-lived because we're proposing to spend it this year, but it does allow us to go forward with a substantial investment in replacing one of the fire units, which is a cost of $400,000 plus $25,000 to outfit that unit. So those are big expenses, but we'll be able to do that with reserves without having to do a lease purchase or other financing mechanisms proposed in the budget. Under capital outlay, again, there were a number of projects, and there's a list in the back. We'll cover those when we do the detailed thing. Again, very clean as far as capital outlay that's being funded out of the general fund. We are obviously utilizing the funds that are being collected in the water and wastewater funds and the bonded funds to pursue a number of infrastructure projects. And as I indicated, we are, and we'll go through the detailed list, and we'll look at those projects individually. In the right behind the budget message, we did get a number of communications from various organizations with their budget wishes, including the Oregon Coast Council of the Arts, the Quinnah Art Association, which is a rare one because they are upping their own rent. So they wanted to contribute to the back, and so they've offered to increase their own rent. Again, League of Oregon Cities has a letter involving what the cost for the continued membership of that organization is for the city. And then there's several other specific requests that came in that were attached to the budget message. Just one last quick thing before we start the page-by-page budget review. You received in the supplemental information that went out on Tuesday a variety of sheets that corrected certain parts of the budget. Did we distribute those? Okay. We'll distribute those hard copies for you to replace in your budget. You may want to do it after the meeting tonight because it could get kind of confusing to do it right now. But there were also, I did invite department heads if they wanted to, if they were concerned about any components of my proposed budget to provide information regarding their wishes going forward. And there is a memo from the from Derek Topos from the Community Development Department and from Rob Murphy from the Fire Department explaining a number of things. And so if you can review those, if you haven't, if you can review those two memos, that would be a good thing to do. So that's my quick walk through the budget message, and As I indicated, from a process standpoint, tonight we want to do a quick walkthrough with budget. We want you to add, as we're going through the budget, any items that we're going to be listing on the hit and wish list, and then we'll be bringing those items back for the next meeting for discussion and consensus as to whether the proposed budget should be modified or not.
One question. Yeah. First, the communications that we received, were those addressed in the budget, or are these outside of the current budget?
That's an excellent question. The funding, and I meant to mention this in my budget message, and I didn't. Based on the City Council's action with the Visual Arts Center, facilities are funded the same way going forward in this next fiscal year as it historically has been. So from a Performing Arts Center, Visual Arts Center, City Hall, Rec Center, all those budgets that are combined in a facilities account, those are going forward as in the past. I had a few key observations that we won't go into detail tonight, but before we're done with the budget committee, I'd like to have a little more detailed discussion about them. I think there's several structural issues that we need to address with the financial statements for the city. First of all is we use an ungodly number of individual line items for our expense accounts. It makes the job of preparing the budget, reviewing the budget, and understanding the budget much more difficult, and in discussion with department heads, those line items are relatively meaningless, you know, as a need to separate those costs out separately. And one of the things I'd like to consider, and think of this as you're going through the budget review, I think there could be a significant consolidation of those line items, which would make the budget much more easier to read and understand than what we have here today in the expense area. On the revenue side of things, on one side we've got hyperactivity, and on the other side, particularly the general fund and some of the other funds, we got a handful of revenue accounts, so you can't really even track, you know, how much revenue is being generated for, you know, the police department, or how much is being generated for the fire department. They're all consolidated in a handful of accounts. And so I think going forward, I think there's a need to really separate out those revenue accounts so that we can really better track what we're receiving for revenues for specific functions within the general fund. The Parks and Rec Fund 401 has a significant breakdown of revenues, but that's kind of the exception rather than the rule. And so those are two specific issues that I'd like you to think about as you review the budget. The third thing, and I would have done it this year if there had been time, but I really think we need to develop a comprehensive fee schedule for the city that's reviewed annually by the Budget Committee and by the City Council in order to make sure that the fees we're charging are rational and reasonable for the services that they're intended to provide. They tend to get lost in resolutions that may get reviewed, may not get reviewed for, you know, an extensive period of time. With the fee schedule, basically annually, all those fees would be reviewed by this group and by the City Council and by department heads and by myself going forward. And that's something that we're going to develop during the course of this fiscal year as well. So those are a few structural things that we're looking at. The other two issues relates to the back and to the PAC and to this building and all our buildings. We don't have any way in our financial statements, the way they're structured right now, to really track the individual costs for those individual facilities. And secondly, you'll see a bunch of line items for electricity and gas and other things in each of the operating budgets within, you know, the offices that are in this building and so on. Typically, that's done by having a separate facilities fund and then basically having a rental charge where all those expenses are contained by building in a specific fund. And that's something that I'd like to look at, as well as treating IT as a internal service fund as well. But those are things that we will talk about on another night going forward. But yeah, basically, in the letters, the only thing that I haven't been able to figure out is whether the scholarship for the community college is something that we funded in the past or not. There's a letter that seems to say we did. We were trying to figure out if we have or not. So That's the only mystery. It's $1,000. There'd be sufficient funds to cover that, but that was one of the mysteries. So.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
The $1,000 for community college scholarship.
Yeah, I just had a question, okay. Clarification on page 29. At the bottom, there's that initial CWSRF, and I could not make heads or tails of it.
CWSRF? Yeah, CWSRS is the Clean Water State Revolving Fund.
Okay.
And that's what we're using for bonding for our projects.
And it was something simple that I can pick up.
Any other questions, comments on this section? Great. I believe we have to have a public hearing on the use of state share revenue, so I open that hearing. We'll turn it over to Spencer.
Sure. I'd like Bob to give a brief summary of the use of state shared revenues.
Okay. I think they have this in the packet. Do you have a page in the back that says Oregon shared revenues possible uses?
We'll do that because I think it's in here, Bob.
Yeah.
You want some help?
Oregon shared revenue.
I vote for air conditioning.
That must have some meaning, the different the angles.
Yeah.
Unless someone just compiled it here immediately.
I'm sure there was some design
reason for that. I think they're less more difficult to find in my folder.
These that you're looking for, it looks like this.
That's
for the middle of the package.
All right, so I found that particular section. Okay, great. Okay, first, the state shared revenue law requires two public hearings, one before the budget committee, which is referred to as the possible uses, and then the second public hearing is before the city council prior to adoption of the budget, and that is referred to as the proposed use of the state Oregon shared revenues. Now, there are basically four types here. One is the general shared revenue. That is a state shared revenue that is an allocation of the liquor tax. However, the very involved formula that to allocate those monies, it's not based upon population or per capita. So we have the estimate here of $115,000, which it's been in about that neighborhood or less than that for a number of years. The current year is based upon an area of about $110,000. And this was one of the sheets that we included as a presentation to the at the preliminary budget committee. These figures are in fact representative of that preliminary budget committee presentation. The other shared revenues are included the liquor tax, cigarette tax, and the state highway gas tax. Those three revenue sources are allocated based upon the population and a rate factor determining the per capita times the rate that determines what that amount estimated that the state will allocate during the upcoming fiscal year. They also use the certified figures of July 1st, 2013. They do not update the allocation to July 1st,
2014 for the 2014-15 year. The allocation is based upon 1 year back. So that's one thing you should keep in mind. The other thing that's required, and I just made a note here in terms of the gas tax, that 1% of the highway gas tax is mandated to be allocated to bicycle paths and trails. So that figure, based upon the calculated revenue of 581,457, is 5,819. And the balance is the amount that is out, the 99% goes to actual streets and roads. The other thing that's required in the hearing is that you have to show the relationship of those shared revenues to the budget figures. So under C, that's what you see here, that the 2014-15 proposed budget for all funds is $65,289,604. And you will find that in the section of these reports. It's on the blue page. It's labeled Summary of Funds for reference purposes. The figure for the general fund is the total requirements is $13,195,121. And the general shared revenues under A, and then B, shared revenues of liquor tax and cigarette tax, total $272,480. And you'll find those individual amounts on pages 3 and 40 of the basic budget document. In relation to the street fund, proposed the budget in the street fund, and you'll find that on pages 61 and 66 of the basic budget. The total budget is $1,700,003, and the amount allocated is for street operations is $566,487. Now, traditionally, over the past several years, the city, through their budget process, has allocated $15,000 of the total expected highway gas tax monies to go directly to capital projects, of which bicycle trails, paths and trails are incorporated in that $15,000. So the total capital projects fund is proposed at $17,334,560, and $15,000 allocated. You find that further on page 138 of the basic budget document. So then in relation to the documents that we passed out is that we just reproduced the material that was presented to the budget committee at the preliminary meeting a month or so ago. So you'll see the numbers that match. So that would conclude my presentation.
Great. Any discussion or questions about the use of state share revenues? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing. And we will move on to the public hearing on the City of Newport fiscal year 2014-2015 proposed budget and the Urban Renewal Agency fiscal year 2014-2015 proposed budget. And that public hearing is open. And I believe now we're going to go through a review of the budget.
Yep, the first page, if you flip your books around this way, the first blue page is the summary for the general fund.
And if people have questions,
yep,
just raise your hand. And remember, these are short questions. You are not lecturing or arguing. Ralph.
Oh, <gosh. laughs> I still
have it. Should
have
gone down.
Ralph, you probably would have sent me if I had seen so I think it was a matter of where you were sitting.
So, and I believe that Peggy is taking the notes on those.
Yeah, Peggy's going to log these, our hit and wish list on the screen so that that we can monitor them as we go forward. So, again, just from a process standpoint, when you look at these funds, the solid blue cardboard stock paper are a summary for the entire fund, And then as you go into the white sheets, those are the detailed line item budgets for those funds. So that's the way that all the funds are structured for the city. Basically, what you know, the process will be as we go through this is we'll start with the revenues of the general fund, then we'll flip pages through the various expenditures of the general fund. If you have something that you have a question on, or if you have something that you want to add to the wish list or add to the hit list, just grab the our chairperson's attention, and we're going to jot that down, and we're going to move on to the next item. So whether we think it's a good idea or a bad idea, it doesn't matter today. We just need to get those ideas down so that we can go forward from here. So if you flip to the first white page after the general fund pages, so the heading of it is Resources General Fund 101, and it's page 3 of the documents that you have. And it's kind of fine print.
Yeah, you need the light.
The ruler that you have, you've got a magnifier on it.
Didn't the lights just go on?
Yeah. You turn the lights on, Peggy.
Yeah. Up here.
It just takes a second.
Okay.
There we
go. So anyway, the first set of funds on page 3 are the various revenues. We talked about the significant revenues for the city that fund the general fund.
I just want to add fees and in lieu of franchise, I want to bring that up for discussion.
Well, it's in the detail.
Yeah,
on the that's page 3. Or they said page 3.
Page 3.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. No, we'll even if these things are out of order, that's fine. We'll get them listed and we'll continue on. But if something triggers your memory when you look at any of these sheets, bring it up.
Jen.
Okay. Yes, David.
Just to note that I also echo Ralph's sentiment on a really good discussion on the fee in lieu of franchise fee issue. That was a big topic of discussion.
Once we don't need to debate it.
I was going to say a little bit more about that, not just this current year, but I think we need to have a discussion about its impact into the future, not just this year.
Yeah, and that discussion will be for next.
Right. I suggest that we just put the issue on the table and then we can discuss it next week.
So on page 3, again, revenues, they continue on to page 4, including the various funds that are revenues to the general fund from the service to other funds fee. And again, when you look at service provided to other funds, we don't charge directly accounting time or finance time or other basic service times to those funds. It's an indirect charge from those funds to the general fund. And you can see where those indirect charges are coming into the general fund from other funds.
I would like to have some detail on rents and leases.
Rents and leases? Okay. Other questions, comments on the general fund funds? And as I indicated, I think going forward, I would really like to expand these so that you can see them a little more clear. They're very consolidated in the general fund. And I'm gonna just pour through here and someone tell me stop, and I'll stop, so.
Okay. First of all, a request when you do that, keep repeating what page you're on.
Okay, yes.
We'll get lost.
Okay.
And
so,
now, secondly, a question on page 5. Just curious what election services all of a sudden get $5,000 in there.
What item?
Election services.
Yeah, it's about the 7th.
Under mayor and council?
Election?
Election services, yes.
Generally, what it is the election costs are. That are allocated and spread based upon a number of elections out there against the particular taxing district that has a ballot on. Now,
I don't think we need the explanation.
Yeah, I think on that, we'll bring back an explanation on it because I think we had actually reduced that down in the budget, and I want to double check that might have gotten missed because we followed up to see what we actually have to pay, and we don't really have to pay anything unless we have a special election.
I'd like the discussion just on getting a better handle on legal services. You've got it split up in the different departments. I'd like to have at least a total amount so at least we understand what it's costing us, generally speaking.
Okay. Other items on page five. Continuing on, page six. Again, we're finishing the city council expense and we're heading into the city manager expense.
Why legal, again, maybe this will fold up in a David, but why right. Legal services have gone up by $10,000?
Yep. I think it's, and that will be answered in David's request, so. You'll see that in other funds as well, so.
Spencer, just a general issue. You have wages and salaries for city manager and in other departments. It'd be nice to know there's another sheet with what that encompasses. Is it 1.5 positions?
Yeah, there is a sheet in the back of the budget that will show the positions. And basically, you see that number come down. I'm not taking a pay cut, but we're shifting half of Cindy's time to municipal court because she's taking over that. So that's why you see a reduction in that number.
Okay, that helped to answer my question. Yeah. Thank you.
Any questions on page six? Page seven continues city manager's report. And again, we haven't gotten the number of account numbers, so I don't think that's necessary. The next one starts on page eight, and that's for the information technology services. Any questions on page 8? Page 9, just again, just to illustrate something here. When you look at what the department requested column, and then you look at what's proposed, you can see on the part-time extra help wages, that's one of the positions that was requested as a part-time position that I'm recommending not be filled in this year. So when you look at those two columns and you see differences, that's the difference of what the department requested versus what I'm recommending. So, any questions on IT?
Yes, I would like to revisit the part-time extra help wages.
In IT?
On page 9?
Yeah, page 8, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm a little behind.
Okay. Other issues with the IT, which is on generally on page 8 and 9. The next department is the court budget, which is 1030. And there, again, you can see there's a shift of half of Cindy's time from my office to court since she's taken over the court responsibilities.
Okay.
Court continues on page 10. Page 11 and 12 are a defunct fund or a cost center, so those are reflected elsewhere now. We'll see those as we come up into another budget. The next budget is the finance department, which is 1050, and that's on page 13. And they have benefited on salaries by not having a finance director during this fiscal year. You'll see where professional services is a higher number, and that's reflecting Bob's contractual work.
That's showing.
What line item is that, Bob?
6005. 101.
Oh, I see it. Financial services. Oh, it says financial services. Yeah. Okay, got it.
And we're proposing, we are getting, we do have a preliminary offer made to a finance director for the city of Newport, subject to background checks and those sorts of things. But we're anticipating utilizing Bob services a bit for the orientation of the new finance director going forward. So that's why you'll see some expenses continuing in the next fiscal year. And I can tell you it's been truly a pleasure working with Bob through this process. He's been working hard to get me trained in Oregon budget law 101, so.
I'm sorry, Spencer, you said the 25,000 is because we might be utilizing that into the next fiscal year?
For on a consulting basis, okay. And it's basically an allowance for that purpose.
Okay.
Any other questions on finance?
Which page are you on?
13.
13. Okay. I do have a question, and actually it goes back to the other one as well, and that's cell phone expenses. It shows up in city manager and also in finance. And well, this is the finance.
Yeah.
It's almost in every one, so I have a question about that, so you can put that on the list.
Yeah, we can provide a schedule of how those charges are allocated throughout the city budgets. Other questions on the page 13 finance department? It continues on page 14. And the next is human resources. This is a position that we've done some shifting around in positions here as well. On the previously, we had an HR position and our halftime safety position funded out of this. The proposed budget for this next year would be strictly an HR position. We moved the safety position to a separate cost center. So we have applications that we are going to be reviewing to fill that position, and it's a pretty critical position to get filled. The next page is page 16. And again, if I'm jumping ahead of you, just drag me back, but I'm going to plow through here. 16 is the safety coordinator position, which is a new cost center. Some of these costs have been shifted from the HR budget, some from other safety line item budgets in other departments. We have a halftime person that works safety, and it's a pretty essential element. We wanted to consolidate those costs in one cost center. We have situations where different departments buy different safety things, and I think keeping it together makes some sense. Yes?
Question, who's the safety person? Who's the individual?
Jim Salisbury.
Okay.
And this is half of his salary.
I have a question.
Yes?
The safety person has, what do they do? I would like to have a question answered as far as the emergency operations within the city. I mean,
I can answer that real quickly. It's basically they're part of that process, but they aren't the,
okay.
You know, they're like the fire chief and police chief and others. They're part of that process, but it's not a specific responsibility for that position.
Thank you.
Next page is page 17, and some tail end of the. Or we've got the finance customer service expense, and Bob, why don't you explain what that is?
Yeah, this is primarily just the costs related to the utility billing service. It, at one time, probably several years ago, it was part of the enterprise fund, but it's been moved in. As you can see, the history here, 2012-13, has been in the general fund.
The next category, starting on the bottom of page 17, is the police operating funds. Again, police and fire are two of our largest functions within the general fund. And again, the police starts on 17.
I've got a question on that. I'd like to have a discussion about the difference between the department request and your recommendation on the wages and salaries, which obviously would get into how many paid positions we have. So
okay.
That's always a discussion I think we'd like to have at the budget committee level.
Rob? Page 18, vehicle maintenance and repair. Not just for the police department. I've noted that there's quite an increase in that category in several of the departments, but I want to better understand.
Yeah, and We can pull those out. We can probably do a summary sheet on that line item for you to see how that's treated there. There's a tendency in a number of these, and this is where we quote unquote over budget, and it makes some sense. But departments want to make sure that if something unanticipated happens, there's funds available to take care of that area. This is one of those areas that you see like that. But we'll pull that sheet for your review for next Wednesday.
And a follow-on to that, last year, David Marshall put together an Excel spreadsheet with the account numbers so we could compare, you know, overall account numbers. In other words, you could all vehicle manage this, that, and the other thing. If it's not too much trouble, that is nice to have.
Yeah, if people are specifically interested in that, I've run that because that's one thing I look at as well, as far as trying to take another look at the budget from a different thing. So we have already run that, and I guess anyone that would like, it's a thick report, but anyone that wants a copy of that will be glad to provide it. So we can provide it to you, Ralph. And why don't you let Linda know at the end of the meeting if you would like a copy of that report. So.
There's an electronic, I guess, so.
If you want electronically, we can send it to everybody. So.
Ralph doesn't have enough reading material.
It is an interesting way to look at
just
the budget.
Just kidding, Ralph.
I don't
need it. Again, police continues on page 19.
I have a question. I've seen it all over the place. Voice over internet. It is $15 here, $50 there, and then we've got $59 here.
Voice over internet's our new phone system, which instead of using individual landlines, it's all web-based phone system.
Right.
And so you'll see in places the phone, you'll see phone bills down, and you'll see voice over internet up. So that's part of the phone system.
It might tie in though to the cell phone use, and since we're really looking at that, we could look at all phone use. Is that you're interested in, Patricia?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on page 19? Page 20 continues the police line items. At the bottom, central dispatch has been closed out, and those charges are reflected primarily in the services by governmental agencies. So we used to have our own dispatch. When that closed out, that cost center closed out. Now we're contracting with Salem, City of Salem for dispatch services.
Yeah. And this might be outside the purview of the budget committee, but I had a question from the public about how that was going. So.
Okay. We can provide some comments.
Well, I think we can make it a budget issue just by saying how's it comparing cost-wise to what we currently, it previously had as far as what the impact is on our budget. That could be a component of it.
Okay.
20, computer equipment acquisition.
And Bob, you're going to have to help me with this one.
You don't have to answer it tonight, Spencer.
Yeah. That'd be a quick answer. But
86,000 is asked for record maintenance. And then 10,000 is for an equipment item. So it might be just the category that's referenced there, maybe the confusing part.
We'll find where that is.
Which one was this? I'm sorry, I missed what it.
This was on the, there was a request for 160,000, zero was proposed budget.
Oh, I got it.
But it ended up going into a couple sources. We'll find that and report back to the next meeting. So.
Yeah.
It's 72.
Yeah.
Anything else on page 20? The next fund is on 101, and that's the fire. Yeah. These guys wanted a copy of the fire budget, and I don't have the fire budget in this thing because They never got back to put in my book.
Just think of this name as police.
Yeah. So anyway, on the fire budget, page 21, again, there was a request for additional positions in the fire department, and you can see where the difference is. But this difference isn't quite as pronounced here because of the fact that there was some timing issues where these positions would start at different times, and there's a vacancy in the chief's position. But the request for two additional positions was not part of the proposed budget.
I wanted to revisit Rob's letter about the two FTE for fire and the 0.5 for emergency operation manager. Okay. And before I forget it, there was also a request for a, I call it a DFIB, it's a little more complicated than that, and that was not included.
On page 21, the PERS retirement.
Okay. Question on the, what was the question?
My question, it's been a while since we heard if the city is doing the matching, if that's okay. Good with that.
Yep.
I hope you are.
Other questions on page 21?
Page 22. Rent expenses, this is a question of accounting. Since you're showing the capital stuff somewhere else, if there is matching funding going with capital, is that put in with the capital or is that carried in?
The grant expense, there's a number of things, and I'm going to do an explanation on it because it gets a little convoluted, but we'll have something for you on Wednesday to explain that, because basically the things are in the new budget are we're trying to fund those in equipment funds, but there's also grants for operations right. that are in there, and we'll give you a detail of that okay. Next meeting.
Well,
it's
to tag on to Ralph's question about grants. I mean, you're going for the expenses. I'm just curious if the data is available. How many grants we go out for, and then how many are actually granted
across the whole city?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's showing up in every account, so I'm just curious.
Yeah,
if you have it,
we'll see what we can do on that. Okay. That's there's a lot of things that aren't easily and readily available the way we've been tracking them, but we'll see what we can do on that one.
Okay. So. Excuse me.
Professor, just you weren't at the task force, but we actually had a good presentation on grants, and you can talk to Tim because he gave us a really good outline on the grants.
It's underwater.
So check with him on that.
Okay. Page 22, anything else there? Next page is 23.
Just a question on liability insurance. I noticed the premium dropped substantially. Is that correct?
Well, sometimes it gets shifted to different cost centers, but we can, I think it'd be helpful to show how that's shared among the various departments. And so we'll bring you back a schedule on that.
Somebody already mentioned rent expenses. I guess they were jumping ahead because on 6242 on page 22, rent expenses are all over the place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's already been requested.
Yeah, so we'll have some detail on that.
Yeah. For
no, if you're ahead, behind, bring it up when you think of it, so we can get it listed. On page 24, the fire reserve has been shifted, and we'll see that at the end of the budget to a new reserve account, which is a separate fund. So I think it's a much cleaner way. Things don't get lost as they might otherwise get lost. The
on the capital outlay, I'm assuming that's something on the building, the north building, so just a clarification. The wrong hold of that.
On which one?
See, I could say it again.
Yeah, which line item are you talking about?
On page 23, capital outlay, there's building acquisition, capital acquisition, there's building improvements. That whole cluster, I just want clarification that was on the
okay.
1090, 702.
Not these.
702 through 718.
Yeah, these, but there's the equipment.
Patricia, you have something? Yeah, it was just further up, and that was the, it's so funny, I thought of, wow, small tools and equipment.
Just on that other issue, when we get back to the back of the budget, there is an equipment schedule, and you'll see some of these numbers there. What was he talking about?
Small tools and equipment.
Either or out, I don't know.
Under the non-consumables?
Yes.
6508.
6508?
Yeah.
Yes, non-consumables.
I think we should expand that to include an explanation of the whole thing, because last year, that line item alone was over $40,000.
Across the city?
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, we bought a lot of wrenches and screwdrivers.
Oh, I remember that.
We budgeted a lot, I don't know how many we bought.
Yes, I did.
It's probably a federal price, as you know, that they charge at a federal level for this stuff.
Okay, moving right along.
For clarification, the small tools and equipment, you said doubled, you're talking about?
No, he's talking about.
Everybody.
I think we just want explanation.
Yeah, I think we're talking in general across the whole.
Across the whole.
Whole city, that's what you said.
Okay, the, page 24.
I thought we were 25.
We're in 25, the library.
You keep me going.
Yeah.
25.
We'll be here the rest of the night.
I want to know if I got an extra dollar or anything.
Library.
Yeah, this is the library.
Yes.
Okay.
Library.
That library is on page 25.
What do they belong to, membership dues and fees of $35,000?
I think that's the joint library services where books get exchanged from one library to another, but I'll confirm that, so.
I would think it'd be called something different than membership and dues. I would just, it seems like a pretty high class.
I don't think that's what it is, but we're.
It must be a typo, but you increased the legal services $1, I'm not sure what that's going to get you for legal services. Maybe picking up the phone is about all you'll get for that.
One phone call.
I think that should be $500, not $500.
Chad, we want to know what it's.
I had to say that.
Okay, maybe we need to take a little break.
So page 26 ends library, next page is 27, again, this account has been shifted over, you'll see that coming up in the next line item, which is facilities and grounds. Facilities and grounds is one of these big unwieldy sorts of things that covers all the expenses for the various city hall, library, and other things as far as mechanical expenses, this includes the back and the back and everything else, this is something I'm proposing as we get, when we get through this budget process, to take a look at restructuring the way we deal with this particular account. Again, in this account, you'll see some significant reserves that are requested at each budget year, typically the expenses are substantially less than that requested amount. Page, that runs through page 30, parks operation, on the bottom of page 30 is the, basically the maintenance end of parks, and that's under the direction of Public Works, and this is where the mowing and the maintenance of our parks are being handled in the general fund.
Chuck?
I mean, a statement that I just didn't understand, did the Public Works is the one that mow the grass?
Well, the parks maintenance is now part of the Public Works Department.
All right.
The recreation folks are part of the recreation program, there's still parks, two parks, there's still parks people in the general fund, but they're supervised by EPW, not by Parks Recreation. Right.
Okay, Chuck?
Yeah, I was wondering if we could consider adding some money to that fund to facilitate better maintenance of landscaping throughout the city, that would be the case.
Okay.
Perhaps a report from Jim because the Parks Committee is going to have some volunteers possibly take on some parks. I don't know where that's at.
Got it? The volunteers, volunteers for parks? Was that
volunteers that would take over a park and they would do the maintenance or...
Yeah, I think the general question was kind of a beautification funding.
Yeah.
And where does that fall and where is that as a priority?
Yeah. Okay. Parks operations continues, parks maintenance, excuse me, continues on page 32.
One of my favorite topics, sidewalks. Is that, maybe that's just move someplace else, mm-hmm. sidewalk construction.
That's
on 32? Yeah, but it's no problem.
Yeah.
So I just wondered where it moved.
I've got a note on sidewalks. If we don't run across it, we'll come back and visit that issue. So.
Well, from 31, there's a total of us. What's
that, Rob?
On the far right column in the middle of page 31, the total is missing.
Oh, on the total property.
13, 30, 61, 14.
Oh, yeah, very end.
Right. Yeah. So are we on now to community development, page 33?
Good catch.
Yeah, community development again. All right, excuse me.
Custodial operations.
Yeah, custodial operations on page 33. One of the planned things is to take over the portion of custodial operations for the restrooms with staff versus contractual services. It's been an area we've had a lot of complaints about, mm-hmm. and so that's one of the things that's planned in this coming year.
Is that under the cleaning expenses? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there'll be basically a reduction in cleaning expenses and an increase in salary. Obviously, there.
Some of that took place this year.
It was supposed to, but it hasn't yet, so. Oh. Hmm. Community development then starts on page of bottom of 33.
I think given Derek's letter, we should address wages and salaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Community development continues on to page 35, where public works starts, which is a debt account now at the bottom. That's in a separate fund. We'll see that later on.
What was that?
Yeah, basically on page 35, the former public works administration, which was in the general fund, is now shifted to a separate fund.
Okay.
We'll be coming up to that later in the budget.
Sorry. Back up 34, I was curious why he has so much money in other professions and technical services.
Okay, so other professions and technical services under...
Yeah, basically some of that is part of a proposed recreation plan, and then there's other consulting services for other land use issues that are... proposed in the coming year, but I can bring details on that.
Where do we talk about that thing?
Anytime.
Oh, I thought, but you don't have as an item like all this branding for master planning of this and that.
Right. The master plan is in several line items, but if you want to add that to the list, we'll bring that back on next Wednesday with the detail of how that's allocated. And we'll bring a detail.
No, I want to talk about why do we need to call this master planning.
Right. So question on whether we need master planning.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Do they have any business recruitment function? I'm just thinking in terms of the South Beach area that's getting a lot of infrastructure improvements over the next couple of years as we move forward. Is there any economic development line item or thought process that goes through, since we're putting so much money in the South Beach area to take advantage of those assets as they are coming forward so people know about them, maybe attract a large end user over there, a big box store or something?
And I think that's a good question, and we'll bring back an explanation of that. There was a proposal in the current year budget that was funded but never filled for kind of a partnership with the chamber, and so we don't have a specific economic development function, but we'll bring that information back at the next meeting.
I have another question on the economic development decision. When did he get put in as sort of urban renewal director?
I'm the urban renewal director. From a staff standpoint, we're recommending a portion of the DARES time be charged against urban renewal in the coming year.
Why is that?
Because he's spending a lot of time on the urban renewal projects that are coming up. But we can certainly...
he would only be spending the time on that if you told him to.
Right. And the council has told him to spend time on it. So
I think that has to come into that whole discussion on the salaries and wages.
Right.
I think that was kind of brought up.
We've got that down as a item.
Yeah.
Other items in the community development?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
The letter that from Tokas that came out about, he wrote a letter to the budget committee asking us.
He wrote a letter to me, which I shared with the budget committee.
I thought that letter was addressed to the budget committee.
Yeah, I think
there was a memo or something.
He came out today.
It was emailed. The supplemental. Okay, I thought you meant different.
I was just curious to know why he's asking us to approve that.
No, I think
that was the drift I got. Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
No, I invited department heads because we weren't doing departmental presentations. I invited department heads that had any questions or any concerns with any of the recommendations that I had to direct a memo to me, which I said I would share with the budget committee. And that's what those fire department did one, right. and Derek did one. So those are the two departments that responded.
When do we address that situation?
That'll be next week.
Next week. Okay.
Because it's been listed, so it'll be something that will be discussed next week.
It was an email.
Oh, okay. Yesterday.
Okay, so we're
good
through community development.
Next is Public Works Administration pages, that's the closest account, as we indicated. So that takes you through page 38. Non-departmental are various miscellaneous expenses that aren't charged to a specific department.
Fiber optics, are we all done with that expense?
I believe that project is completed.
Yeah. I have a question on the streetlight expense. It would be nice to know what portion of the streetlight system in Newport are responsibility of the city, in which our PUD, and I know as time has gone by, there's been some that the city's picked up, some that historically the PUD takes care of. So have an idea of what ones the city takes care of versus the PUD.
As far as the ones that we actually maintain?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Reason this the cost of the PUD that you pay?
Well, some are owned by the city and metered separately. Some are we pay PUD to maintain. So the decorative lights basically are generally directly maintained by the city. We just pay a meter charge that you do at your home.
Are they on Highway 101 and these little lamps you got?
Yeah, 101 and on Bayfront.
The fancy ones down there.
Yeah, so those are the types of lights that are city system lights.
Spencer, on page 39, the support of local transit. That was an issue we resolved last year, but There was supposed to be an agreement between the city and the transit district, and I think never got developed, so I'm just curious if you can provide us an update on what the status is of that agreement for the provision of that $90,000 in services. And I spoke with the director of the transit district. They weren't aware of it, but they knew that we had asked for one, but it just fell through the cracks because of the changeover.
Okay, and I wasn't aware of
all
that. In fact, we were kind of wondering whether they didn't want it because they hadn't requested it yet.
No, talk to Cindy Bruce. If she wants some details, you can then give us an update, but we had a discussion about that a while back.
Okay.
They were supposed to also come up with a review of the ridership.
Right, that was part of what I'm
the function of the entire process.
That's what I wanted.
It's been pretty weak the last 3 years.
So, anyways, that'd be great.
Then the page 39, page 40 are the transfers from the general fund to other funds. So the list of fundings here, the funds here, are those funds that are supported and by the dollar amount from the general fund to the other operating funds. And you can see the most significant ones are the airport fund, debt service, and then recreation fund, and then the transfer to the reserve fund for fire is $150,000 for equipment purchases. It goes from this fund to the reserve fund, which is handled differently than how it's been handled.
I just had a question about the transfer to reserve fund library. There's nothing there. I'm just curious about that.
Okay, I don't think anything we requested this year.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was the strategic planning stuff.
Oh, yes. Got it.
Any other questions on the transfers? And we'll probably be getting down to individuals. I think given what was sent out in some of the supplemental, we maybe want to talk about the contingency amount.
Okay. And that we are going to talk about that at the end of this meeting.
Okay.
So, yeah, contingency, we've got a report, and that's the last part of the agenda.
And I'm suggesting we take a five-minute break.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And that's so we can check the score.
Which is?
The other thing, too, is a number of these funds, we're just going to use the blue pages because there's really nothing to talk about beyond the cover page.
Before we break in, before I forget, did I say something at clear back the IT section about the halftime TV?
Yes.
Remember that one?
We remember. 5 minute break. We'll be back shortly before 22, and then we will roll through the blue sheets. We're doing a good job.
And I should have mentioned that.
I'll bring that up because that gets into our. I'll bring it up.
Well, you can bring it up during the room tax fund too. I see it there as well.
But I see. I'll bring it up before we.
Okay. Well, you may be don't mind.
No, because again, it's kind of answering any questions tonight. There's a question about us.
See you later.
Scott, your phone message.
I wasn't there.
So he called it.